It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. We've got another guest in the studio, Donna Betson, here to talk about wreaths across America. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you are having a fundraiser, you being representing the Wreaths Across America organization, having a fundraiser tomorrow in Radcliffe.
Yes, it's going to be at the Ace Hardware in Radcliffe, and it's 2360 South Dixie Boulevard. And we're going to have a chili cook-off. We're going to have a car and bike show. We're going to have a silent auction. And all proceeds go to Wreaths Across America for the Radcliffe Veterans Cemetery.
Okay, and let's talk about what Wreaths Across America is. This is something that literally it goes across America, but it is such a huge effort to get these.
It is. When I first started, we had 1,000 buried at the cemetery in Radcliffe. There's over 9,000 now, and
wow.
I've been doing this 15 years. They're averaging over 600 burials a year, so the need grows every year to raise the funds. But what it is Wreaths Across America started with a donation from Worcester in Maine, and he donated them to Arlington. And someone took a picture of the wreaths in the snow. And everyone started saying, how can we do this? And so it became national and a 501c3, always stop, hesitate on that, in 2008. So I've been doing it since then. And the whole purpose of it is to remember the fallen, to honor those who serve, and to teach the next generation. And that's the one thing that touches my heart every year when we lay the wreaths is how many scout groups we have, classrooms participate. We have church groups that participate. And that's the best thing about it is we keep teaching those younger ones of what our veterans have given to this country.
Now, it takes volunteers to put these wreaths at these grave sites.
Yes, it does. It's a major, thing that happens that day. But when you step back and you look up that hill with every one of those white headstones with a wreath in front of it, I challenge you not to be touched. It is an incredible sight. And there are over 2,000 places that these are put in December every year now. Over 2 million were placed in 2019. So I have no idea, you know, from 2019 to now have been placed. But for me, 100% of the proceeds that are donated go to purchasing the wreaths for that cemetery. We take nothing. For our part of our donation, we do the printing of the letters. We mailed 500 letters this year. And with postage and the printing and everything, you know, that's not an easy task sometimes, but it's what we do as our gift back. I come from a military family. My husband served. My dad served. I've got a son in Poland right now, so at least he's not in combat this year. And so it's very near and dear to my heart.
So are you looking for volunteers to help put the wreaths out this year?
Volunteers are always welcome. Donations is what we're really in need of right now. I have never missed a year in the past 14 years of meeting my goal to have a wreath on every headstone. This year, we're going to be close. So that's why I'm putting out a plea to, if you haven't donated, please do. If you know of someone that might donate, please contact them.
How much does it cost per wreath?
It's $17 now. For the first time in all those years, they had to raise their price by $2. They used to be $15. For every two I buy, I get one free because all mine goes back into the wreaths. Some groups use it as a fundraiser, but I do not. Our group has it just for the wreaths themselves.
Okay, so if somebody wants to make a donation, how do they do that?
They can send a check to me. They make the check out to Wreaths Across America, and they can mail it to me at Donna Betson, 702 Augusta Drive, Vine Grove, Kentucky, 40175. we mail the checks in every week, and that way I can keep a record of what goes to me. And you also have to put a number on it so it goes to our cemetery. Otherwise, it goes into a general fund for the entire organization. And so that's why I try to have them come to me. But you can go online. If you go to Wreaths Across America, you can donate, but make sure you look up Kentucky Veterans Cemetery Central, Radcliffe, and get that number. Otherwise, again, it will go into the general fund instead of to our cemetery.
Okay, and what date are the wreaths going to be laid?
December the 16th at 10 o'clock. We'll have a short ceremony up at the committal shelter. The other thing we do is we try, and sometimes it doesn't always work, we try to have everyone wait before they put any wreaths down so that family members, if they're there, can put the wreath on their loved one's grave. And I understand that because my mom and dad are buried out there.
All right.
So it's very personal to me, too. Oftentimes, my family doesn't get together because we're so involved in the whole thing that if we get over there and there's a wreath already on Dad's grave, we just pick it up and say a prayer and tell him hello and place it back and tell him we're thinking of him.
All right. Donna Betson, thanks so much for what you're doing. And this fundraiser tomorrow will be at the Ace Hardware in Radcliffe, and we'll have details for that on our community calendar.
Thank you so much.
We are Quixie 98.3.